This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
is the telephone number. You missed last night. What happened to the Isabel wing? It burnt down.
Yes.
It burnt down, I'm afraid.
Yes.
It's happening. I reckon Friday night
Donuts. We'll
have the grand opening. Or maybe tomorrow. I don't actually know. But it will be happening.
At some point.
Some point there's going to be Donuts. A grand opening.
We'll make a great big fuss.
We've got Craig coming on. And Craig is brilliant. If you ever listened to the radio show that we did when we had the Stephen Page trio in, he was the guitarist in that, along with Kevin Fox on cello and Stephen Page, formerly of Bare Naked Ladies, who has done something like 40 or 45 gigs from home every Saturday night since lockdown. Yeah. I did the first 20. Then now I kind of dip in and out, and it's joyous. And so we got, and Craig and Kevin were in the studio with us, and they were very lovely. And then at some point in the conversation, it came out that Craig worked with the kids in the hall,
yeah.
who are my favourite comedy team. My favourite. I love them. And...
what more than Mrs. Brown's boys?
And I was like, whoa, Stephen and Kevin, would you mind leaving? I need to speak to Craig. Craig, of course you guys call him.
Yeah.
And he's musical director for Kids in the Hall and has been, you're on the triple shit list now, Jim. And has been since, I think, Brain Candy, which was their movie, which is problematic. It's a problematic movie. I really enjoy it.
Is it Craig's fault?
Let's blame Craig, because yeah. I would love to get the Kids in the Hall on here yeah. at some point. Yeah. So let's blame Craig. But he's also brilliant. Then only recently kind of discovered his band Odds, he is in Odds. And he's done loads and loads and loads and loads of stuff. Hasn't he, Lux? You're getting down, darling. You're bored. Okay.
Yeah, she's out of here.
Done loads and loads of stuff. And he's fab. And he's got a new album out under the banner of Strippers Union. And it's great. It's like poppy and rocky and a little bit esoteric and I would say like there's about 7% prog.
Oh, a bit of prog.
Yeah, particularly in the lyrics. It's a joy. And he's great. And he's coming on, right? So we've got Craig. And I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm a bit sad we don't get a text from Craig first, though.
We're not.
You know, I've seen Stephen get him.
Have you ever had a number one hit in the United States of America? No, you got to number three. Doesn't count for jack shit in this business.
Damn it.
Doesn't count.
Damn it.
Paige had a number one hit. You want to hang on to those number one coattails.
Yeah.
But beyond that, right, we haven't... let me just check. He might have sent me a text. Ah, screw that guy. But beyond that, we haven't got anything. And both of our vibes are very, very low. And they've been low for a while, right? And so that's okay. And the reason it's not that I want to keep banging on about having low vibes, but actually I think it's important that we discuss it, because it's not just you, it's not just me, It's at least one of our kids each.
Yeah.
And I've noticed it in 12-step meetings I've been in.
Also, we've had an increase in nastiness in the calls.
There's a real flatness in the world. And I think it might be helpful at some point. And we'll do it after, Craig. We'll get the vibe up. We're going to ramp the vibe up.
Yep, and then we'll...
But I think it's important that we talk about it, because I bet loads of you are also feeling flat. But because we're not meeting up with people...
Yeah.
No one's going, oh, I'm feeling a bit flat. Oh, I am as well. No one's having that connection.
Or someone's taking it out on you and you didn't really see it coming.
Yeah.
And you're wondering what the heck that was all about.
Yep.
We're going to have a good old vent.
Yep, exactly. So we'll talk about it. If you want to call in, you can. And we'll my fingers are really scratched because of that bloody cat. If you want to talk about it, but I think it's something that needs to be acknowledged and something that needs to be acknowledged again, twice. Yeah. We need to acknowledge it twice.
Basically, what we're doing is we're doing the online equivalent of waving a big old stick of sage around.
Yes.
Let's clear the air and move the heck on, or at least understand why we're all feeling so crap.
Mm. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. You can Skype TLNA, the late night alternative. You can also write to us. Oh,
like a proper letter.
We have got an address. We've got a P.O. box, thanks to you. It is TLNA, P.O. box 1181, Aylesbury, HP22 9TE, UK, if you're outside of the UK, obvs, right? TLNA, P.O. box 1181, Aylesbury, HP22 9TE UK, if you're outside of the UK. But I don't trust them. So you came up with a plan of what we could do to protect ourselves.
We're gonna open the post under sterile lab conditions, well away from any buildings.
We're gonna go to a field.
Yeah.
It's essential
travel.
Won't
be that sterile, but it will be
essential travel. Well, let's just hope it's not anywhere near Nigel's house. Otherwise, we're in big, big trouble.
That bloody dog's been at it again, says the farmer.
So we're going to go to a field. We're going to wear white coats, rubber gloves,
safety specs
to open it. So glitter. You think? Oh, I'll send him a shit. Funny. Oh, we'll send him a glitter bomb. Kiss that.
It's actually an offence to send a shit in the post, and a postman will be handling.
Yeah.
The post.
So we, you can write to us. We look forward to getting your stuff, and but you can't. So don't even try. And if you try, we will find you and we will kill you. I'm only joking, TOS. I'm not going to kill the viewers.
You won't be able to prove it.
So that is going to happen. I'm only joking, TOS. Of course, I'm not going to kill anybody. And don't send us food.
For us or our animals.
Don't send us food for us or animals. We won't eat it. Mike Mendoza, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
It is not happening. A video of the opening. Oh, of course we're going to. We're going to take the Izzy cam and we're going to go and film the opening. Totally.
The post room.
We're actually going to do it. We're actually going to go out into a field and open it like that. And we are going to film it. So you will get to see it. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. Everybody just call out now. Let's just wait for a phone call. I'm going to try something here. I don't know what is causing the problem. We'll wait for a phone call, please.
You know what I've got?
Well, don't give them chat. It's fate until we've got
I'm
a phone
not giving
call.
It to them. I'm going to read it myself.
Okay.
Start scoping it out. I shouldn't even have this. This is like from the dead.
I was just checking you weren't doxing yourself.
Awesome look.
Here we go. We got a phone call. Hello, caller.
Be careful what you wish for.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
too slow. If you're going to come on, then...
Be about your business.
Come on. Just do you know, we've won awards. What's wrong? Oh, Catherine's...
I've been taken over. Chat It's Fate, April 21. April 2021. I was punched in the face by Muhammad Ali's ghost.
I've got a question about Muhammad Ali. Let's speak to Dylan first. Hello, Dylan.
Yo, what's up?
I'm all right. How are you doing, Dylan? What can we do for you? How can we help you?
I just got to have a talk.
Go on then. What would you like to talk about, Dylan? Don't listen to the Twitch stream. Turn off the Twitch stream and listen to us on Skype.
Okay.
There we go. That makes it easier. What would you like to talk about?
I actually don't know right now.
Okay. I can't quite place your accent. Whereabouts are you from? Don't give us the street or anything, but roughly whereabouts are you from?
I'm from the UK.
Okay. Okay. Well, that narrows it down quite a bit. And I'm going to guess you are 12 years old.
Yep.
Yay! You on half term?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it going?
Well, I gotta go now.
Okay. All right, Dylan. It's really nice to talk to you.
Okay.
Stay safe. Bye bye.
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 Inappropriate, but best call we've ever had on this show.
I'm really surprised that was a real person.
Yeah. It sounded like a voice thing, didn't it? Here we go. Here's a voice message.
I keep trying to ring you. It seems you're too busy.
Okay, well, we'll call you back. That was uncomfortable.
Hello?
Yes?
How are you?
Why are you whispering?
I left you a message yesterday and it nearly deafened the pair of you and I was expecting an insurance claim.
That's true.
I'm very sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Well, you came in very bombastic.
I did indeed. Dead. All I said was, I ain't getting on no plane, fool.
I wonder how much...
Have you got any clothes on?
No, I've had a jippy belly for...
Goodbye. Goodbye.
So you stripped all the way
Goodbye.
Down. I don't want to know.
Goodbye.
I don't know. I do not Jeez. Want to know.
Jeez. No, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Yep.
Can I sing my song about shitting in a field?
Nope. Mr. Call here. If you call in, I mean, I did when I said we want calls, I meant good ones.
It's just perverts. Perverts all night.
We're broadcasting to Canadians and Americans around the world. This is our chance to make it big, and we're dying on our
ass. You're letting us down.
Hello?
Hi, Catherine. Hi, Ian.
Hi.
Hi. Just giving you a quick call to say thank you so much for last night's show. I always feel guilty for laughing at Nigel's calls, but he was really on form last night.
It was an excellent... I know exactly what you mean, but it was an excellent, excellent story.
I feel like Nigel got a lot off his chest.
Well, I hope it wasn't on his chest, although knowing Nigel, it possibly was.
What I find interesting with Nigel is that there's always seems to be a bit of an undercurrent that sometimes he, you know, you can find that you can see what it is when he was referring to his bisexual feelings.
Yeah.
And obviously the whole business with him mourning his mum, which I guess we all get, but... I just thought it was taking Nigel to a different dimension yesterday with the trip out and the cycling trip and the field.
It was all taking us to a different dimension last night. That was the thing.
And I was also wondering how he coped with the lack of toilet paper, but knowing Nigel...
We don't want to ask.
Everyone in the chat was asking me to ask how he wiped, and I did not want to have that conversation because I think I know the answer.
Yeah, but I was half expecting him to actually volunteer it because he's normally quite open about his life, isn't he? So.
Yeah. No, it was some...
It was illustrative.
Story. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. It's a controversial call. Some people have complained about that call, haven't they, Catherine?
Yeah.
It's caused ructions around the world.
No, it wasn't the call's fault.
We stand by that call.
No, you guys are really back in the groove at the moment. The last few weeks have been fantastic.
When did we drop out of the groove? I'm joking. I'm joking. Thank you, Richard. I'm glad you're enjoying the show, mate. Thank you very much.
No, you take care, guys. Speak to you soon.
Tati, bye.
Bye, Richard.
But when did we drop out of the groove?
I don't know. It was very hurtful.
That was hurtful. That was hurtful. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call. Right, let's get the Zoom up and ready for our good friend, Craig Nathie.
And just Craig. No interlopers.
Oh, there it is. It's there. Yeah, don't join the chat because... Okay, so we're ready. We're rocking and rolling. We're ready to go. What are we learning today, Catherine, says St. John?
We are learning about defiance, resilience, persistence.
If you watch, you're learning how to do it.
Whatever this is.
I'm hoping they're guns and not beans.
They're just fingers.
Thank you for that gifted sub. Ice cream gravity. Oh, my baby. Hello, who's this? Is this Mucky? Can't see. Yeah, it's Mucks. Hello, we just had your sister up here. What are you doing? Can I help you?
Yeah, no. Sinjin, someone tried to steal my shine earlier on today and I'm not having it. That's what this jumper is about.
I've got five cats.
I've got one.
And she hates you.
She ignores me.
She really dislikes... I get affection
doesn't
like
dislike
this.
Me. She tolerates me.
I get affection like this all the time.
Yeah.
Katie, how are you getting pancakes delivered? Who has pancakes? They'll be freezing cold. Surely... I mean, I didn't make pancakes. I don't really like pancakes. I'm not a fan of them. I think it's a lot of faff. If the kids were here, I would have made pancakes. Of course I would, but we have Domino's instead. But the whole pancake thing, because, I don't know, is it Jesus tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament or something like that?
Yeah.
So we had pancakes and...
ready-made pancakes.
Oh, what? Well, go on. More of a waffle person. I just don't really like those kind of... What's it made of? Patty. She's going to mess up your computer.
Oh, my God. What's she doing?
She's messed up your computer. They constantly bugger up my computer. It'll be locked in some sort of setting.
And
I'll be like, well, how do I get out of this? Oh. She's going to do it again. I don't, what's it called, patty? What is it made of?
Batter. Patty?
Batter.
What is patty?
Batter. I don't like kind of battery substances. Look, what's she doing there?
She's, mind your own business, she says.
Mm-mm-mm. I will do no such thing. Hey, Lorna. Ooh, Lorna.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Lorna.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to, as you're talking about Pancake Day, I just wanted to phone up to say that I'm decided to give up chocolate and sweets for Lent.
Well, you're an idiot.
I know.
Why would you do that, chocolates and sweets? Why don't you give up something you don't like? Give up, like, spinach or something.
Yeah. Give up starting wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I need to. My son was supposed to get married last May, and in Greece, and we couldn't happen then. So
it might be happening
this year.
No,
like I just need to kickstart a bit.
Kickstart. I'm teasing. You do what you want to do with your food, of course, and if that's good for you, then go for it. In honesty, I mean, we're not going to get to Greece this year, are we?
I don't think so, but you never know, do you?
Are you kind of holding on to the hope that you get to the Greece, even though you perhaps realise that it's unlikely?
Yeah. I would choose not to go if I could, but if it's going to happen, then I'm going to be there.
I hope his wedding happens in a safe way.
That's it.
Way and that you get to be a part of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. So does Lent start now?
Yeah, that's why you're eating up all the stuff.
Okay.
That's why we have Pancake Day.
Well, who gives up? I'm giving up pancakes. I'm going to do it for a year.
Yeah, I don't.
Start from now. They're not very nice, are they?
I like them.
They are if you put some nice chocolate spread on or some.
No,
we're not doing the pancake sauce. Topping phone in.
Lorna, lots of love to your boy. I hope it all works out.
Okay, thanks then. See you.
Bye-bye. I've just realised I was potentially pissing on her dream and and I backtracked from
so
that.
So you retracted that stream.
Yeah, I did. I tried to kind of hold it in and then turn around and piss over the wall because actually maybe stuff like that is important.
Yeah, we all need something to look forward to.
All right, mate. That's fine. I'm good, my name. How are you, mate?
It's not my kids.
I think it might be Billy Connolly again.
What is going on?
My kids can actually do a really good Scottish accent, so I'm certainly not them.
Oh, my eldest can do some great accents.
Yeah.
Yeah, my youngest got a part in a play because he had to do an accent Yorkshire, as he wrote in his thing. Yeah, the main character has to do an accent Yorkshire, and I got it, and it is quite incredible.
I think he was just an impression.
Can I tell you what my favourite topping is on a pancake?
No, please, this is not BBC Three Counties Radio. Goodbye. Man alive. Yeah. I think we do a month where we deny them the privilege of phoning us up.
They're not allowed to address us.
Or
look us in the eye.
It's
like Hollywood rules.
There we go. I'm just putting Craig Northey's deets in here.
Into the chat again.
I asked for some links. He sent flipping loads of links.
He's all over the socials.
I'm going to tell him this.
It's too available.
He spread himself too thin.
Yes.
And it's the first thing he wrote is, my Wikipedia page is fairly accurate.
Don't say that to this lot because it sounds like a challenge.
No, don't. Please don't, for God's sake. Wikipedia is a weird old thing, right? They're always, every time I use it, they're always asking for money. What for?
Hey, since you're here, this is a free resource. Could you pay for it, please?
But in turn, I say to them, you don't have to do it. You don't. In fact, you don't do it. No. Everyone else does it.
It's them citizens, isn't it?
Everyone.
What's going on back there?
Donuts.
It'll be the cats. Everyone else.
What mugs?
Does the Wikipedia? You don't do the Wikipedia. So why are you asking me for Wikipedia money? What is that all about?
It's an outrage, really, isn't it?
Look at that. Look at that human being. I think that's a man.
That's one of them Canadians.
That is one of them Canadians. I see guitars. That's not one of them Craig Northeys I've read about, is it?
I've seen one before.
Hello, Craig.
I don't know. Is my audio on? Do I exist?
Craig Northey speaks in a studio in Canada and no one hears it, does it actually happen, is the question. Hey, man, we can hear you. How are you doing? Now we can see your...
We're at nipple height now.
Yeah, are you? Okay.
I don't know where you are in the world.
I live in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oi, beautiful, beautiful part of the world. I've seen a picture of it, I think, is the thing. Hey, man, it's so nice to see you. We've got lots of people in from the Stephen Page Discord. So I'm prepared to kick them out at any moment. We would like two pieces of dirt on Stephen Page because he seems impossibly nice. I don't believe it.
Yeah, so spill, Craig. What is there to know?
He is impossibly nice. Is that dirt?
Okay, that's one. We'll take that one. That's one. Anything else?
He's a fine and supportive friend. Dirt, though. There are probably some soups that he does not like.
Oh, soups, you say?
He's very into soup. Soup is a treat, right?
Oh, soup. Soup is a treat is his catchphrase, I believe, from his 70s show that he had. But I think there are probably a couple that he doesn't like.
All right, we got it. Craig, can I ask you, are you able to just turn yourself up at your end ever so slightly?
Yeah, let's see how that works. Hang on. I got so many gizmos here that I don't understand.
There we go.
It's down here.
Do you know what? I felt embarrassed asking the question because you're obviously in a very expensive studio and I thought you'd guess, go, yeah, of course you do that. But you're having the similar trouble that all men of an age have.
Too many buttons.
Too many buttons. Where's the mouse? Where did it go? There's three There's three screens in here and I can't frickin' get the thing managed.
I thought you'd be a technical wizard.
That's better, right? When I come in.
You've just moved a bit closer.
It's good for me.
It's good. I want to make sure everyone can hear you. How?
It's about placement.
Oh, hang on. Now we've got problems our end. Look at this. Oh, God. There we go. We've got a loose connection.
Don't move.
So I have to hold this wire like this because it's very loose. How are you doing, Craig? It's so lovely to see you. Of course, we met when you came over with the Stephen Page Trio. And we text from Craig is let's be honest, is the highlight of those concerts from home.
It's the only reason I go.
I once I've seen that, I'm out of there. You know, Brian Wilson's a great song, but I'm done. How has the last year been for you?
I think it's been really weird. It's the same for everybody. It was like this protracted period of coming off the road because I usually am on and off for the last 30 years or so. I have a wife and everything and a family. And this is in April when I said, this is the longest I've ever been home in 30 years. That was in April. So it's quite amazing to see the changes in yourself and the dynamic at home and learn about somebody in a way that you never learned. And that's been the positive side of it. It's a bit of a reinvention, but when I do come home, I'm a multitasker and I do television music as well. And so I was able to keep that going. I sit in this chair a lot and I do the same thing that I would have done when I came home before.
So you've been working pretty constantly doing TV stuff. What was the last bit of music that you wrote for a project?
Oh, a few minutes ago. I'm on a show called Tall Boys for the CBC here that I know you're familiar with, the Kids in the Hall. Bruce yeah. McCullough is the showrunner, as they call it, but it's a fine young sketch comedy troupe from Toronto, and it's our second season. So I just am on my last episode of season two, and it's airing now over here. I don't know when it'll make it to England. And I'm working on Corner Gas Animated, which is a show I've been involved with for about 14 years or more. As I wrote the themes for it. It was a big success in Canada as an actual sitcom without animation. And then it's had an animated run that's in its fourth year now.
Wow. I would like to stop doing this and they make a cartoon of us. And then we just go in like one day every month and just do the voice for it.
Yeah.
And then just let the cartoons do it. Being real is hard work.
I know, it's less responsibility, I think, if you are animated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think you're liable for a lot of bad things or anything like that. Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's a different universe.
Now, listen, you very kindly sent me your new album, Strippers Union album, and he sent me a link, and I said, oh, I'll have a listen to it. I'm going to bed now. Because it was quite late, so I'm just going to go.
A bit rude.
Well,
I was very proud of that. You could have given me a quick listen.
Well, no, but then I did listen. But then I listened to it, and then I fell asleep, and then I just forgot to write back, going, "Oh, this is great." I mean, like you care about my opinion, Craig. But part of me thinks you were sat at home going, "Oh, Jesus, that guy."
He's not mentioning it. That's even worse.
I met him twice, and he really hates this new record, and he's got my WhatsApp, and this is awful.
Yeah.
I really liked it, and I feel terrible that I didn't wake up the next day and tell you. I've been reading about Strippers Union. Mm-hmm. This is their third album, but there's like 10 years between every record.
Yes, I think the next one will come out in 2040. It's a logarithmic thing. I think there was a shorter period of time between the first one and the second one, and then a little longer, and then a lot longer. So,
okay,
yeah.
And
it's math. I don't know how it works.
Tell me about Strippers Union. What is it? Who is it?
It's a friend of mine and myself. He is in a band called The Tragically Hip in Canada, kind of a big institution here.
Yeah.
And they're front man, lead singer, Gord Downie, passed away a few years ago, and that kind of stopped them in their tracks. And he has some time now. So we've been collaborating on these things for a number of years. He just had extra things outside his band, and he asked me to come and see if I could put words and melodies to it, turn it into something good. We got back together when it was, when the time was right. We did it again, and the time was right again to do it.
It's lovely. I'll send you the link because it's delightful. It's poppy. It's rocky. I said earlier, I think there's about 7% prog in there as well, particularly in some of the lyrics. It really does. It hops all over the place. It's a joy.
It's strange. I think you never know what kind of reaction you're going to get. And sometimes I listen to it and I know that I like the darkness in my comedy, and therefore sometimes it's misinterpreted as being serious.
Right.
So I wonder if anyone's going to like it in this time, because it's a strange time. You put out music, if you say things that are a bit dark, I'm not so sure how much time people have for that right now in their systems. It's a hard time.
Well, you talk about dark comedy. As you know, I'm a huge Kids in the Hall fan. We showed a bit. We can't play too much music on here, but we showed a bit of the live, in inverted commas, recording of one of the songs, one of the new songs. And in the back was a poster for the movie Brain Candy, which, yep. We talk about dark comedy. You haven't seen it, have
no.
you?
No.
I love it. But it's really problematic in some places, you know. But that's also why I love the Kids in the Hall. I often think the Kids in the Hall, like the Kinks and like the Beach Boys, quite often they're their own worst enemy, you know. And there seems to be, intentional or not, you know, Brain Candy should have been a big hit, but they had a character in there that, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, Craig, because I know you worked on it. They had a character in there called Cancer Boy.
Oh, right, yeah.
The company went, the studio went, got to take that out. And of course, they, as one amorphous unit, all pulled together and said, no, he stays in. Had that character been taken out, that would be a joyous, maybe the wrong word, but that would be a wonderful movie that I would show some bits to my kids that, you know, but that one character, at the time, 20-year-old kid when it came out, I laughed a lot. 47-year-old dad. Just...
Well, I guess the point was they were talking to that kid rather than the dad, right?
Yeah, but I've got that story right, though, haven't I, Craig?
You do, and I think Catherine's right. I think they were speaking to someone who might be in the same position as themselves. Yeah. And I like people who have that problematic shoot themselves in the foot nature, because I come from that post-punk ideal, you know, that you should say what you feel and live and die by it, even if you're smart enough to know that it might be dangerous. So I like that about artists and about people.
And is that how you ended up working with them? Because they were kind of, there were elements of punk in their act, and they were kind of flirting with punk the Canadian punk music scene when they were starting out. And is that how you came across them?
We kind of gravitated together because they were, the way it happened was they were playing our album as their walk-in music when they went out on their first tour, when they took some of the sketches on the road to see if what people would be like to see them live. And they came to Vancouver, and that was the walk-in music. And our tour manager was at the night one. We couldn't get into the show. It was so packed. And he was at night one, and he just went up to the sound guy and said, who decides what music goes on before the show? He says, oh, the kids do. They love this record. So he said, well, I work for them. And that's how we met. And we've been friends ever since that night. The second night, we were all invited, and... I ended up having a bit of a party, and we've been friends, and I ended up collaborating. So
you did, they did. If you've never seen the Kids in the Hall, I know we've got some younger people. Maybe we'll find a few sketches and play them later on. I love them. They used to show them at like 11:30, sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning on Channel 4. Never a regular slot. And it was a real, you know, if someone had a tape of Kids in the Hall, you'd all go around and watch it. And these sketches can be sometimes really meandering, and they just fade to nothing.
I remember the crushing your head thing. I remember it being unlike anything that we had.
It was beautiful. The things that pop into mind, you know, the thing about the Doors, no bass player, man. You know, there's all that kind of stuff. But then they're a strange group. And then a few years ago, God, it must be quite a while now, they got back together and did. Is it called When Death Comes to or Death Comes to Town? And it took me ages to get it on DVD. And it's beautiful. It's shot. I mean, it looks stunning. It's hilarious. I don't necessarily think it's necessarily their consistently funny thing, but it's beautiful. It's so lovely to see them all together as old men, particularly as I know Scott nearly died when they were making that. He was very poorly. Mm. And you obviously worked on that. What was that whole experience like? Because it was a weird time for everyone there.
I think all those big projects like Brain Candy was a weird time for them too. Dave had kind of left the troupe, Dave Foley, and Scott had a tragedy in his family and there were marriages breaking up. And so it was a dark time to make your first feature film. And then Death Comes to Town was, you know, a wrestling with Scott's mortality, which has gone really well since. Mm. But it was really another tough one. And I like the music. Yeah. I had a lot of fun. I collaborated with a friend of mine, Jim McGraw, on that music, and we ended up doing another series and another series after that for Bruce and Bruce McCullough, who's in the Kids in the Hall. Sorry. And I think Death Comes to Town was everybody. One of the great things about it was everybody coming together.
Yeah.
They're all friends and they've been dear friends ever since.
It's beautiful. You just reminded me of the Bruce McCullough series. Was it, what was it?
Young Drunk.
Did you do the music for that?
Yeah.
Oh man, that was funny. I had to find, none of this stuff gets shown over here, so I had to find it. I think some of that's on YouTube and some of it you have to kind of go to all kind of hooky places to get it. But that was, Bruce McCullough is just one of the funniest, weirdest, you know, kind of nerdy little guy. And he's so clever.
Yeah, yeah. So Tallboy is the one I'm doing now. He's the showrunner. It's really the troupe, though. It's not
right. I've seen bits of it. They're brilliant. They're really, really good.
Really good. And I can hardly wait till you guys can see it. But I'm sure if you get out in the world of piracy, you might be able to see it.
Which is something we would never condone.
No, never.
But I'm just going to write that down. And I'm really sorry. I came to Odds quite late. I only really checked out Odds. And notice I'm saying Odds, not The Odds.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome. The brilliant Isaac Hunter, Isaac Page, was on one of those concerts with his dad. And we've had Isaac on the show. Man, that family, talented families, makes me puke. and they kind of did a medley of stuff. And one of them was one of your songs. And I'm thinking, what is this, man? It's really good. So I'm Googling the lyrics and found out it was you. Odds are, and I've fallen down an Odds rabbit hole. Odds are incredible.
Good. How many rabbits are down there?
Well, they started out with a couple.
I always imagine. It's like the snake pit in Indiana Jones.
There's quite a few. How do you keep all of these plates spinning at once? Because you sent me when I ask someone for a list of links, right? Normally we get two, three, four. You sent me a whole page, plus my Wikipedia is pretty accurate. how do you have time to juggle all these balls?
I don't know. I think early on I realized that I just like to have fun. And so I just say yes and then I work it out. Sometimes I don't have any clue what I'm doing either. I just say, yeah, oh yeah, I can do that. And then I just try to figure it out. And I've died on that sword a number of times, but I do it privately. I do it in my private time.
That's the attitude that I struggle to foster. Yeah, I can do that, and then going home, going right, shit. How do I do this?
And not telling anyone.
What
that's
is
how
the plan? Playing. And but that is, that's kind of sort. We've sort of embraced that a bit with the homebrew. You know, we were on a national radio station, Craig, and then it went like really right wing. I mean, it was kind of right wing when we were there, but it's gone really right wing. You know. Lockdown isn't necessary. There was a guy that a friend of ours cutting up masks, saying we need to get rid of all these masks and get back to work. And Boris Johnson's doing a great job. Okay, there's 120,000 dead, but he's doing a great job. And so getting the boot from there
uh-huh.
is ethically and spiritually is great,
mm-hmm.
but then suddenly there's this pressure to kind of come here and do homebrew stuff.
Yeah, now what are you going to do? And there's no one to hide behind, is there?
No, it's us. We can't blame it on the big
old... But also, there's no one... We're not getting hit by the old racist blood spatter that we were at the old place. You know, our hands were clean, but our shirts were covered in it.
And that is... I mean, that...
All right with the truth. I think you'll be all right with doing well by other people, and you're both so talented and funny that just... I think you're embracing the same ethos I am. Just forge ahead.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah. I try not to think about it too much.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just do what's next and don't try to plan things because, as we know, we can't plan anything.
Well, speaking of planning things, we just had a caller on, Greg, who's hoping to... Their son's wedding last year in Greece didn't happen because of this, and they're hoping to do it this year. I personally think that's optimistic, but we found out yesterday that The Who have cancelled their tour. Lots of concerts are getting shunted forwards or back or whatever it is. How are you... Have you got anything... Have you got any like dates in the diary for later this year or next year? How are you approaching the future of touring and live work?
Yeah, I think early on, all the odds dates and the Stephen Page dates with the trio and got pushed back. Everything got pushed back. And then soon there was a crush of things being pushed back into the same area. Then there were fewer venues because they were closing down. Yeah. And so a lot of that evaporated, but there are things in 2022, and there are things now we're being booked like a classical orchestra where they think 2 years in advance, you know. So I think it's I've been told by the people that help us have a live career that things really aren't being looked at until 2022.
It's mad, isn't it? Hang on a minute, my cats are being dicks. Could you stop that, Pats? Thank
Did
you
they listen to you?
Patty, do you want to come and see Craig? Pats.
Come here, Pats.
Pats, I've got five cats, Craig.
Come on,
I see them on your Instagram. No, which one? I can't
Twitter.
Remember.
There we go. This is Patty. She's the forever kitten. She doesn't grow any bigger.
Aww.
She's a creep. She's the one that comes and cuddles me in bed when I'm asleep. Have you got any pets? You're a pet man?
You've got a dog, haven't you?
I do. I love dogs and I love cats. Had a cat. He left an indelible stamp, so we cannot get another cat.
Yeah.
But we have a dog named Mac. He's a hound.
Pets are the best, man. I don't know. I would have gone nuts without having something in the house. I get my kids every weekend, you know, and all of that stuff. But having something sometimes, I don't know how you are with the old mental health, but if I'm at my lowest, if I know I've got to get up and feed the cats, then I've got a reason to get out of bed, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm just staying in bed for 4 days and... That's an awful
And they don't want to hear about your problems, so listen to your sob stories. Get up and get us fed.
You don't even really speak your language, exactly. But I feel the same way. He gets me going in the morning, and he has demands. He has demands mid-afternoon I have to deal with, and it breaks my cycle. And the dogs in my life I've spent a lot of time with because people go off to work or school, and I'm here working in by myself.
Can I ask, you're such
a dog.
The few times that we've met you, and you're a very quiet, softly spoken man, yet we have both seen you rock like a motherfucker on stage,
yes,
right?
We have.
And I've been watching lots of your videos and stuff. This is an impossible question to answer, but I'm going to ask it. How do you get the two sides to kind of work together? Because you rock, man. When you're out there playing, you rock. And we've been playing clips of some of your videos the last few days. And do you, this is the question, do you enjoy being in the spotlight? Do you enjoy being the front man of a band? Or are you happier kind of stood at the back a little bit out of the way?
I don't mind it. I think that transformation that you're speaking of, I've never been able to quantify, but it is kind of staring down something. You're staring people down. You're putting out everything that you've been holding inside. And I tend to say strange things. I do that anyway, but I tend to just blurt them out to the consternation of my fellow bandmates sometimes. Steven doesn't mind. That's great. And the thing about my performance side it really is an aspect of myself, I suppose. I just have that attitude that I was terrified as a kid performing. I played violin and I would always throw up before I had to perform.
Wow. Sorry. We're having the deep emotional bit, Patty. Come on.
And you're still holding the little cable there.
I know, I can't move it. If I move it, we lose you.
It's all down to that. So I think I learned that look above their heads, you know, go out there. And then alcohol got involved for a while, and I really relied on that to kind of bolster that. And then my bandmates took me aside and said, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
You have to play so much in front of people that you become comfortable with it, that you don't care. Because we discovered that we thought people liked it when we didn't care. People liked it when you had no inhibition and that you really were just saying what you wanted to say and doing what you wanted to do, going back to the topic we broached earlier. And so now I somehow broke through that wall, I suppose. But when I'm speaking, I have a quiet speaking voice. My wife calls it my dynamic monotone.
It's so lovely to see you. I really hope we get to see, you over here in some form, and it would be great to see you and Kevin and Stephen playing again, because the three of you, for those who don't know, Craig obviously plays guitar, Stephen on the cello. Well, he's just ridiculously good as well.
Yeah.
Kevin, sorry, on the cello, Stephen singing. The three, it sounds like a full orchestra sometimes.
Yeah, they make a room ring.
It really, really does. It's such a joyous noise to hear.
It's a magical thing that we didn't know what would happen. The three of us were friends. Stephen said, I think this will work. We did 2 weeks of playing in New York as a test project, really, and went, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
We hope we get to see you soon. It will be so lovely. Please send our love to Kevin and Stephen. Strippers Union is the band. There are like various. There's a vinyl where it'll be somewhere in those links you've sent, and I've posted in the chat, and I'll post again. But where, if people want to get a physical copy, you can go listen to it. It's on Spotify as well. But if you want to get a physical copy, where is the best place to go for that?
The physical copy at thehip.com. There's a store in there. That's the band that Rob Baker was in before. They still are an active unit and solo things, and it all is out of this one website. But you can get a double LP with white vinyl. There's a few left.
Wow, brilliant. So lovely to see you, man.
Yep. Likewise.
Looking
off camera, because all of a sudden I have these three screens and you pop up over here. So I look like there's something wrong with my eyes.
Look over our heads if we're making you nervous. Exactly. That's the trick. Get drunk. No, don't get drunk.
It's too late.
Craig, it's lovely to see you. Stay safe, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully next year at some point. Fingers crossed.
Yes, please. And lovely to see you guys too.
See you later on, man. Thank you very much. That's Craig Northey. He's fab.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to post the links in
all the
chat.
Socials, man. All the socials.
Literally all of the flipping socials. So there's his film and TV stuff. Kids in the Hall is there as well. Let's get the rest.
Incredible.
Let's just go and have a little look. Isn't it lovely? Can I move this now? The thing is, we've got three cables, I think it's here, piggyback together. Hang on.
It's not that, is it?
I think it's this. There we go. And I don't know which of the three cables it is. Here we go. This is where the vinyl is. It's a hot looking vinyl. Look at these. This is what I want my bands to look like now.
Oh my goodness.
This is what I want my bands to look like now.
That is some excellent hair for starters.
This is what I want my bands to look like now. Look at that. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I might treat myself to the vinyl. There we go. Thank you, Craig. Lovely, lovely to see you. Let's play some adverts because that's what we've got to do.
Oh yeah.
Thank you very much to all of the Stephen Page Discord people. You can go now if you want. We will think you've done your service. You've done your time. It's been lovely to see you. We'll see you again at some point. So thank you guys for popping in. Oh, you can stick around. He's just going to wang it on for crying out loud.
Oh God, yeah.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, 203-286. 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you can. It's the only phone-in show on Twitch. You can call in about absolutely anything that you want to call in about. There's kind of no rules. Don't be racist. Yeah.
Don't be a dick. Just anything thing, yeah. Under that banner. Forget the rest. Please be our guest.
Right. Now, why can't I play adverts? Oh, God. So we were talking about, and you could call in about anything, and if I miss you, I'll call you back. But let's just go to 135. Let's just see it.
Need a freelancer? Go to Fiverr.com and find one in seconds. Or don't go to Fiverr and waste your time searching.
Look at my hair. I know. They moved my TV. There was a TV there, but they moved it. Look at my hair. I could go short hair again, couldn't I? I like it that short.
No, you don't. Which is why you grew it long.
Yes, I do. I like it that short.
Okay.
I want to shave my beard off. I'm going to go and shave my beard off in a minute. Here we go.
Except one of those challenges where I've got to defeat someone, then bring it on. I will defeat them. I will crush them. I will destroy them because I am the Eradicator. That's my
name. You prick.
That was a direct reference. And crush. That was a direct reference to that.
I will crush them. I will destroy them because I am the Eradicator. That's my nickname at school. I'm looking forward to it.
Just totally nicked it from a really... not even one of the most famous kids in the hall sketches. But I nicked it from that.
Unbelievable.
Thank you for finding that. I knew. I thought it had gone out. I'm the Eradicator. That's my nickname at school. I'll find the bloody thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, that's me. That's me. I moved. There we go.
What is going on with you kids? Why are you running up and down, up and down?
There we go. The Eradicator. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. And why do I keep saying the telephone number? I tell you why. It's because I don't really have... no, now it's working. I don't really have a lot to say.
Do you want to express through the medium of dance?
I don't really have a lot to say. And the reason I don't have a lot to say is because nothing's happening. We will do Chats Fate. We've got that. Don't worry. We will go to that. But I don't really have a lot to say. Because nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. And it's that sense of... Now, what does inertia mean? Is that when you stop or when you move?
Inertia.
You fill me with inertia.
Well, inertia is what keeps you going when you stop pedalling on your bike. It's you're using up all the energy that's left, but you're not actually creating any more.
I thought that was velocity.
That's speed.
No, it's not. Could you bear with me? I just need a definition of what of speed and velocity to help me. I'm not in any way criticizing you, but to help me. So, we're going to get DAMC, but do you know what? Sometimes you just got to break the rules. So, what is speed? What's the difference between speed and velocity? Hang on. Bear with. There we go. Here we go. So speed and velocity, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. Turn it down a bit so you don't hear. Motion, direction, acceleration. All right, we just need to find out what speed and velocity, there's a difference. And I don't know, here we go. I've got speed. That's how fast I'm going. Velocity. That's my speed and direction. There we go. So speed is how fast, velocity is speed and direction. Mm. So what's inertia? They didn't do a song. I haven't got a song that I can go to.
All right, wasn't a cue for a song. Okay,
I was inertia is the thing that happens. I haven't got that.
Well, if something is inert, it means that it is not doing anything. But inertia is just this gradual running out. You know, you're not applying any more.
So you fill me with inertia, to quote the song
from... You're giving me nothing.
You
just coasting.
You fill me
with inertia.
You know that song?
Yeah.
And he holds the microphone like that. You fill me with inertia. Love me! You fill me with inertia.
It's a good film, that.
Have you seen the original Bedazzled?
Yes, I've got it.
The original one?
Yes.
Not with the lady?
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that shit.
Oh, you did watch it because you filmed a bit of it and sent it to me.
It was on.
You were watching.
It was on, and it was a flipping embarrassment.
You watched that?
I watched some of it, but it's crap. But that, honestly, Bedazzled would explain Boris Johnson's trajectory, wouldn't it?
It could do, yeah. Oh, God, totally. We're going to do what? We're going to come where?
No.
We're going to come where? You're going to come to his house? I don't think so. We don't go to strangers' houses. What on earth are you talking about?
Especially not that person sounds like
no.
Sex criminal.
Louise, yes, I was on I'm a Celeb. That's why I look so familiar. I had shorter hair then, it turns out. Why were we talking about speed and velocity? Because I'm filled with inertia.
Yeah.
It's ennui, what they used to call...
The blues.
The blues, but before that, the melancholia.
Mm-hmm.
Melancholia is a great word, isn't it? Yeah. Very Jane Austen. She was filled with the melancholy. Well, I know, but she... Well, okay, but it's used in Mansfield Park, so
right.
It is in Jane Austen.
Okay.
Of course, it's older than that. It wouldn't be newer than that. Because it wouldn't have been.
She might have coined it.
Well, that was going to be my second one. So it wasn't newer than that, because that would be time travel. I don't think she created it. I would imagine, otherwise, there would be like a little asterisk, and it would say, this is a word I made up, and it means in the future they'll call this the blues. So yeah, it's older than Jane Austen, but it's certainly in Mansfield Park.
Well done.
One of her books.
Thanks
one
for
of her
explaining.
You're very welcome.
I already knew.
Your language. Did not suggest. Let's not argue about it.
I'm not arguing.
But sometimes I want to argue because then it feels like something is going on. You know, there's some kind of thing happening.
Don't bring beef to my party in order to punctuate your dull day, is what I would say to anyone today. And yet beef was brought. Beef was brought. I chopped it up and delivered it back.
Put it into a patty.
Someone had something
it's
to say.
It's not me, by the way. No. That implies that that's me. It's not.
No, someone close to me had something to say about the Nigel clip. And it was kind of withering of the, oh God, is this what you do for a living now? I let him have it in terms of, I didn't lose my temper, but I went, do you know what? I'm really proud of what I do for a living. We do something that people find really helpful. And I could do without your sneering, is the abridged version of what I said.
Mm.
And I feel right about what I said. I feel really pissed off that someone felt entitled to do that. And I've got to deal with that because it's not going to get shifted. No, it wasn't a troll. It was someone who is supposed to love me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened. I'm sorry that happened.
Mm.
I think what you do... You know I love you. You're my best friend.
Yeah, but it was, haven't you got ambition to do something like proper in mainstream radio? And I went, no. At this point, no.
Tech support says, was it my dad? Yeah, well, I think parents can be very like that. Now, I nearly said I'm lucky because my dad's dead. My mum is too ill to know what I'm doing these days.
Well,
but in some ways,
but it means you don't have
that
to carry their expectations as well as everyone else's.
I hear from other people that parents can be, even, you know, grown-ups. Oh, this is the choice you've made?
Yeah. So here's what I said in the end. I love you. You don't get what I do. That's cool. I'm really proud of it. Let's not talk about it because I won't have you belittle something I'm really proud of. And that's how it's been left. Well done. And it's not jealousy in this case. So there it is. There's what happened to me today. And it was kind of a gut wrencher. It wasn't a huge surprise. I've suspected that might be the feeling. But yeah, it came out today in the form of kind of concern joshing along with something that... Yeah, it's my job. I'm really proud of it. I feel like we built something quite different and important to a lot of people. And I'm not having anyone taking the piss out of it. No, not happening. So there it is. But, you know, that's his stuff. And I think a lot of people are taking their stuff out on others without realising at the moment. It's not an excuse, but it's true. It's true. It's a thing that's happening.
I have mixed feelings about the Nigel call from last night.
Mm-hmm.
And my mixed feelings are thus.
Yeah. Right?
Base level, it was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny, right? That's my starting point. And sometimes I hate, you know, being self-aware and grow. I hate growing, right? It's funny. However, I am aware that even if they have not been diagnosed, that Nigel has, I guess one could describe them as learning difficulties, although that's a very broad, wide term. That Nigel is different to us. Right?
He sees the world differently, yeah, for sure.
And I wonder, part of me today, this isn't a judgment call on anyone, it's me wondering, was I laughing for the wrong reasons?
I think we were taken aback by some of the revelations, and I think some of it was kind of not quite embarrassment, but we were on the back foot. I'm glad that he gets to talk to someone about this stuff. It frightens me that he's carrying around a lot of worries. You know, like the sexuality stuff. What would Jesus think?
Very, very happy to talk about that stuff, and I don't have a problem with how
yeah.
This is all me. Sorry, not we. How I handled that conversation.
Yeah, but anyone saying, you know, going into that amount of detail about being caught short on a bike. I mean, it's only natural to laugh about it. I don't think we were ripping the piss out of him.
I don't think we were, and from our past, well. For those who don't know, we've got history in Nigel. He's called us for years and we've ended up buying, I think we did two or three or maybe four Tesco shops for him. And Catherine helped getting him to council and money advisors and all that stuff and benefits and all of that stuff. So we've done a lot of stuff for him. But part of me does wonder, I don't know if this is the case, do I therefore feel entitled to go, well, we've put in X amount of hours in helping him, that gives me 5 minutes to laugh at him. That means I'm allowed 5 minutes to laugh because it weighs up like that. I don't know. I hand on heart, I do not know if my intentions last night were as pure as I would like them to have been.
Mm.
This is the face that I do when I think like that.
Okay, well, we're not perfect humans.
No.
We get to... No. You know we're going to get another shot at that.
Progress, not perfection. And yeah, the story, you know, it was... Mr. Wiggly says, you don't store up, take the piss points. Correct. That's why I'm having this... correct. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying this.
He's asking whether that's what he's doing.
I'm asking if that's what I'm... yeah, thank you very much indeed. What was just said there. Hello!
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, that's terrifying.
You're on fire.
It's flipping terrifying, man. Look at you. The smoke was a little bit poor, but I get what you're trying to... Well, that's... Flipping heck, man. You've been with those crows too long. The coordinator. Oh, they can't hear you, by the way. I've had the phone voice down. They can hear him now.
Oh, dear.
He's being like the guy from that sketch, the coordinator. The coordinator.
Coordinator. I'm the crow hater. How's that?
There we go. How are you doing, Colin Crow?
Eh?
How are you doing, Colin Crow?
I'm all right, mate. Well, I was listening, like, you were talking about. What was that you was talking about now? Somebody was saying something about, is this what you've come to now?
Yes. Mm.
The thing is, what I think about is, if you wasn't doing this on Twitch now, somebody else would be. You're the only ones doing this. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I do know what you mean, actually.
Well, you know, if you pack this in,
yeah,
somebody else would probably take over and do it and carry on.
Yeah.
Because it's such a good idea what you're doing.
Yeah. A phone-in show, you mean?
Yeah, on Twitch. I don't see anybody else. You got a few people on there doing it, but I think you're the only couple, as far as I know. Mm. And you've got a unique setup.
I mean, but there is nothing stopping someone else doing it now.
I bet there is someone else doing it.
Well, I haven't seen it. I haven't. You know, I can't see you on this screen.
Oh, yeah, maybe press a button.
That's better.
There you go.
I'm sick of seeing my old face.
Dirty boy.
Seeing my old mug on there.
Yeah.
It's nice to talk to you both again.
When was the last time you spoke to a real human being?
About 2 decades ago.
Wow.
Feels like.
Yeah, geez, doesn't it, man?
Yeah, feels like. The good news is the weather's going to really get warmer.
Yes.
We've got some summer coming.
Yes, go out on our motorbikes. Burn up.
I've got a new helmet coming because I dropped mine. Ooh, broke it.
I've got a helmet for the boys. Don't tell their mum.
How much are the helmets now?
Depends what you want.
Was 40 quid.
I bought myself a new fiberglass one. It's a lot more expensive. Right. But I thought I only get one head.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have them. I used to ride bikes when I was younger. When I was drumming up and down the country.
Ours are hardly motorbikes. They're 125 cc's.
Ours are more like little hairdryers.
Yeah. But they're fun.
They're fast enough for them.
There's nothing wrong with them. They're a nice little vehicle to get around.
It's like a little burn up. I don't want to go any faster. I fell off mine once and that was enough.
My mechanic says that the bikes we've got are really good. He says they go like the clappers. These days, apparently they've got limiters on them.
Oh, right, okay.
That's like the electric e-bike as well. They've all got the limiters. I have to use one of them. I have to go out shopping or something.
Well, electricity, the electric bikes.
Yeah.
I was looking at them, but to get a decent one, they're like the cheapest are 1,500 quid, £2,000.
I got mine for 200.
Did you?
Brand new, yeah.
But is it a shit one? Because there are some shit ones from China.
Mine's a good one. It was...
For 200 quid?
Yes. When I bought
one... Don't believe you.
Now, hang on.
I'm hanging on, Colin, but I think you're lying.
I'm not lying. Now, what it was, I bought an e-bike about 10 years ago. That started wearing out up to about 2 years ago. And then I went down to Alfred's and they said to me, because I was looking for another one, they said, well, it just so happens we've had one in the back.
Sorry?
From around about the time that you bought your last one.
Blimey.
And we'll drop the price on it for you. So in the end, I got it for £200.
But I can't, I spent a lot of time reading up on these.
Yeah.
And the ones that are less than a grand are supposed to be shite.
Mine isn't. There's somebody who goes in your chat regularly who's seen my bike. Actually, he's seen both of them. He could tell you, he could verify it.
Gatford?
Both. No, Pete, not Gatford.
Pete.
Eh?
What?
You said Gatford.
No.
Hang on, let me turn the volume up on this.
Pardon?
Stop it. Well, I'll have to do my Inspector Clouseau impersonations. No, the bike was £200, and if you look around hard enough, if you go and ask them what they got around the back of the shop in the warehouse bit, is there anything about that? You've sometimes got one hanging about. I love mine. You're playing with the volumes now, aren't you? You're playing with the volumes now. Tell him to stop playing me about. Let's put my mask back on.
Is it any good?
It's not fair. You know, he's an ex-drummer.
Pardon?
Oh, flipping it.
Oh, yeah, drummer. I still do it now and again.
Go on, then. Drum something or ride something. Do something.
Prove it.
Do something. All I could do is...
Paradiddles. Paradiddles, right?
Paradiddle.
Bendiddle. That sounds like a table more than a drum. You're a tabler, not a drummer.
I've got no drum. If you want to hear my music, it's on YouTube.
I'm okay, but thank you very much, Colin. Colin, nice to talk to you. Thank you. 0203-286-6370. I did look at electric bikes. I wanted to ride more, but I don't like hills.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, I just want it so you can go... Pedal. Ghost. That's what I wanted. But then also you can't leave them anywhere because surely they'll get nicked because they cost so much money. Let's go to Halfords. This is what we do. We go to Halfords. And
are the sound alerts disabled? Ice cream guy's asking.
I don't know. Let's have a little look. You mean the ones that you pay for?
Yeah.
Could be. We're almost in true Geordie sports, guys. Sound alerts. We're almost in true Geordie sports, guys.
Oh.
Sound alerts. The new sound alerts dashboard. You've got to update it. Open the dashboard. Log in with Twitch. Authorize. Oh, they've updated it. And I hadn't done it. It should... It's there now. There we go. Your browser source is offline. Jesus Christ. Make sure you implemented the Sound Alerts browser source from the extension configuration. Jesus Christ. Now look what you've made me do. I think I might have taken it out. Library Sounds Insight settings. Setup. I use OBS. All I want is that. There we go. We're going to put that in here. This should work. Paste. I wish someone else did all this. I hate doing all this
shit. I know you do.
Hate it. Let's go for... Let's try that. Hang on. Oh, come on. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is the wrong. Bits? No. Donations? No. They have to do it tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
So the short answer is they are off and we'll sort it out.
I don't know how to do it. Right, let's go to Halfords. Let's look at bikes. Let's look at electric bikes. Men's bikes, hybrid bikes. It's hybrid is what you
want,
isn't it?
Yes.
Well, that's nice. I like old school.
Yeah, bike. I do.
Okay. 325 quid. But that will be shit.
Hang on, has that got power on it?
No, that hasn't got power on it. Well, then that's not a hybrid.
Back up, because it said electric bikes.
Oh, electric bikes.
There.
Where?
Next to the kids.
Ow. Whoa, 100 pie.
It's not my day.
Here we go. 1,099. Thanks.
There's 43 results, though. They put the expensive ones first.
1,000. There we go. 479. Oh, that's okay. Okay, right. Okay. 2,000. So all the good ones. I told you, thousands. He's lying about getting a bike for 200
quid. It's one for 649.
It's too much money.
It is.
That's a girl's bike because it's got no crossbar. Girl's bike. It's a girl's bike. Too expensive. Who can afford that? I mean, my bike I bought ages ago. I bought 10. Bought it before we had the kids. I bought one for their mum as a birthday present, and that was like 450 quid. That was when I was on telly money.
Yeah.
No.
The last time I rode my bike, it had a seat for the baby on the back. Now, my babyest baby is 9.
Yeah.
I had to take the seat off the other day.
Yes, Alistair.
Alistair.
Oh, hello. Sorry about my background. I didn't mean to have one tonight. Ringing in again. I just wanted to say, well, to you both, but especially to Catherine, that it's not only Nigel that you help. You help a hell of a lot of people in what you do. And what you do is brilliant. And, of course, if it wasn't for Catherine and others and Ian, then I might not be here today. Mm. So I just wanted to say that.
Could you give us some money? Like, could you give us, like, $1,000? Give us your house.
Well... I'll think about it.
He's using
it. You do a lot of. I see. I know you do a lot of. You're paying
it,
and stuff.
And also, you're paying it forward. You know, yeah, there's.
I'm joking. I'm being flippant.
The thing that fills us with joy, of other than having you back, is how much service you are to other people. You know, people really look up to you and value your experience, and you're paying it forward. We couldn't ask any more of you than that. Really pleased.
I hope so, you know, and sometimes I feel I don't do as much as I could because of whatever's going on in my head and my life. And about what you were referring to earlier, Ian, in terms of,
yes,
you know, what's happening to us all at the moment because of everything. And I kind of sort of been thinking about it the last day or two, in terms of how it affects me, because the mental health team are ringing on Thursday, and hopefully, I can elucidate what I want to say about what I'm going through.
Yeah,
and I guess for me, because at the best of times, I feel my life compared to others is restricted. In terms of experience, and I think what I've thought about these last few months, last year, whatever, is that sense of me focusing on my restriction has become more keenly felt, and that then sort of gets me down and then starts me to focus on everything that's happened to me in the past. So that's the best way I can explain kind of my thought process, you know, when you were, you know, referring to it, a lot of people are going through a lot of bad things with this. And I suppose, you know, to finish on a positive note, that, you know, I get up every day and maybe do similar things to what I did before, but it's a new day. And there will be an end to it, and then I'll be able to do more things. I'll be able to go to a cinema, perhaps, or see a band, or you know, see my friends. And so that's all I just wanted to say, and you know, to say, you know, thanks, you know, thanks you guys for what you do.
Thank you, man. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that. Tutty bye. Gafford, what's wrong?
I banned him.
Is he gone? Hola, spy.
Hola, soy inútil. Yeah. Hello, I'm useless. Yeah, got banned.
Yeah. Gafford, stand down. Stand down, dear friend. Stand down. Right, I think the sound alerts should work now. Oh, unless I've got a... No. Do they work now? Stand down, Gafford. Stand down. Let it go. Let it go, buddy. Let it go.
Who's it? Who is it? What's going on?
Fixed it. That's right. Fixed it. Why is it over there? You should be there. Fixed it. Yes, son.
Who's it? Who is it? What's going on?
The pic is still in the chat. What pic? I don't see anything. I don't know what's going on.
Who's it? Who is it? What's going on?
Talking about?
What's this? It's one of those ones where you make a flipping penis.
Cause... Oh, I like those. You've got to be honest, right? They're amazing.
Oh, but it's gone. Oh, no, there is.
Is it? It's stunning art. Respect the art, guys, yeah. Please. Also, I can't remember how you clear the chat. There we go. That's what you do. It's done. We're there. We're there, guys. We're there.
But also, you're giving him what he wants. He wants you to be shocked. You've got to laugh at him like any flasher.
Hello?
Hello? It's Katie from ages ago. I don't know if you remember me.
Of course I remember you. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I was just phoning. I've lost, like, I stopped watching because you went off the radio, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then I couldn't figure out where he was for like months. But
you should have Googled it. Get on Google and Google it.
I know, I'm an idiot. But
things to worry about.
I couldn't remember as well, Ian. Are you bipolar? Sorry, that's really rude.
It's not really rude. I don't think so. I don't know what I am. I'm just starting the journey to find out if I'm ADHD or ADD. Apparently the hyper part of ADHD isn't, you don't necessarily need to have that. So I'm just starting that. Bipolar, I don't think so. I don't think it's bipolar. I don't know is the answer.
I couldn't remember whether he was or not, or whether it was just, you know, other things, but I've got diagnosed with bipolar type 1, which has come as, like, on the one hand, I was like, well, yeah, obviously. But on the other hand, it was like, oh, right, this is sort of, like, real.
Mm. How does that make you feel, having that title?
Honestly, and I don't want to sound dramatic, but at the beginning, it was like a death sentence. Like, they just told me this thing that is never, ever going to go away. Like, I've just got to learn to live with it. And even then, it's taking on medications and figuring it out. But... I'm just glad that I know what it is now.
You said initially that you felt it felt like a death sentence. How long ago did you find out?
About a month ago now.
Okay, so how do you feel now, a few weeks later?
Now I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling more. I'm feeling a bit more. I'm recognizing that it's. I'm lucky to know, because I'm only 22. I'm lucky to know so young. Like, I could have gone my whole life just thinking, oh, what was up with me, what's up with me? But I've started some antipsychotics, so they're helping as well, I think. But I just wanted to phone, because I've not phoned in ages and I've not listened to you in a while.
It's the same old crap that we're doing. There's nothing new or clever about it. You ain't missed nothing.
I'm glad. If it was good or clever, it wouldn't be your show, would it?
Thank you.
I think.
What the fuck did you say? How's the drugs going?
I've really, really, really cut down. I don't smoke weed anymore. I'm thinking of getting a CBD vape because occasionally I do still get cravings and I have like a spliff.
Yeah.
But it was since I got my diagnosis, really, I did a lot of research and I just thought, oh my God, this is probably the worst condition to be smoking weed with.
Yeah, but it might explain why you were trying to cope with it.
Yeah, yeah, it does, definitely. It explains a lot, like a lot of things, but...
And here's the question. Here's the question I should have asked before that, and I apologise for getting the wrong way around. How's the baby?
Oh, he's amazing. He started nursery. He's so cheeky. He's so cheeky. I'll be like, oh, what do you want for tea? And he'll be like, dog poo.
Wow. Give him dog poo. That's what you want.
Because I think last time we spoke to you, you were in a bit. It was quite dramatic, and you were worried that you might not be able to stay together.
It was. I remember. I've moved house since then. There was a lot of crap with the baby's dad.
Yeah.
Got a restraining order now, and apparently he's doing well. He's clean and all this, and I've moved house and. Live somewhere else now and everything's fine. Sorry, I'm shaking. I'm dead nervous. Don't know.
Why are you nervous? It's us.
I don't know.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. But, yeah, so everything's fine. We've settled into a new place and he's going to nursery and I'm quitting weed. I'm on the medication and I'm trying to sign to do a course and get a job and all
that.
What
course do you want to do?
I was planning to try and go to uni this year, but I got my diagnosis and I just thought, put the brakes on, I tend to do a million things at once. So I'm just focusing on doing like a little online, sort of like a level 2 understanding in working with people with mental health, because that's what I want to do. But yeah, I just thought I'd update you on life so you can...
Nice one, Katie, thank you. You're one of the few callers that I did remember almost immediately.
Yeah.
Normally I don't, and... But you struck a chord. You struck a chord with us. So it's good to hear that everything's all right.
Oh,
being bipolar's all right.
It's all right, you know.
It's just you.
Well, you're the same person you were before, but now you know why you react in certain ways. Which
There's
is
no difference from before you were told and after you were told. It's just you.
Yeah. If anything, it's better because I look back now, especially in like my early teenage years, and I just think, oh my God, how did no one even. Like put two and two together, it just explains everything. But yeah,
also you did bloody well to get where you are.
Yeah, thank you. It was mad because when I got diagnosed, I sort of just thought I've been doing life just raw for years with no medication, no therapy, no nothing with this psychiatric illness. But yeah, I'm doing okay.
Nice one, Katie. It's lovely to talk to you. Lots of love to you and the baby.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Let's take another call. Hello, caller. Well, bottled it.
Yes.
0203-286-6370 if you're calling from the United Kingdom. You can Skype TLNA from anywhere in the world. And you can call in about anything you want. There's no gender. We just sit here and we chat. And this is Tuesday Club and it's kind of a bit more chilled. Next week, we got two guys who wanted to have Hanson play at their wedding come on. And it didn't quite come off, but it sort of came off.
All right.
The Wheatus got in touch with them and said, if Hanson won't play, we'll play. And it's like, they didn't want that. But so the Hanson and my wedding guys are coming on. And then in a few weeks, we got my Lemons and Lemony coming on again.
Oh, cool.
Which is great for a bit of meditation. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes? There we go.
Just checking the phone
Just
lines.
Just checking the phone lines, baby. Hello, 489. The Goose Drank
Hello.
Wine. Yes?
Hello, Ian and Cass. How are Hello. You?
Very well. How may we help you?
I'm just calling for a chat, really. We last spoke very briefly in January last year at the other place.
Yes.
And, yeah, I've just been meaning to call. And tonight was the night that I tuned in and thought, I'll say hi again. But we spoke, I'd been on a date with a young man and I'd had a 3 or 4 pints and was feeling sort of quite jubilant about kissing him. But we'd had some homophobic abuse as the car went past. That's what I remember.
Remember that? And I don't remember any of these callers. I remember this. Are you married? Yeah.
No, but we are together. We're still together now.
Oh,
wicked. Oh, that's good. Well done.
Yeah.
Was that your first date with him?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And it's my first relationship as well. I got to the age of 32 without being in a relationship of any kind.
Yeah.
Then just managed to get into a relationship just before the world shut down. Sort of felt quite angry at first, sort of, I've just got this relationship and now our summer's been taken away and we can't have all of those first things together. But
you got your first lockdown together, your first global pandemic together. These are romantic. When you tell your grandkids, these are romantic things.
Whatever happens from here on out, he's never going to forget you.
Yeah, we'll always have COVID.
The last few weeks, I've sort of come to the realization that actually we were incredibly lucky, because if this had happened before I'd met him, I would have not known what to do. This whole year, I've just sort of had a person to message and talk to. And then after a month of lockdown, he then moved into my house for a couple of months back in the summer. And we both got through it together. So actually, rather than it being an annoying thing, it's been...
Big up the homophobes in the car.
What, we're not thanking those guys, are we?
Listen, I think we need to thank all homophobes for making gay love stronger.
We need to track those guys down, buy them hats.
Reports are just in, they all died of the COVID, I'm afraid, unfortunately. So there is some good news to come out of it. That's a joke.
You actually, at the end of the call last time, you said that it was actually you and Kath on your way to the studio.
We would have been honking you going, get in!
Get in there, son. Wow, have some of that. We film this.
We do honk people having a wee at the side of the road, don't we?
Oh, I love, if I'm...
Not that that's the same thing at all, but I'm just saying.
You're comparing urination with gay kissing? That is outrageous, Catherine. That's an awful statement.
That's the only time when we would interfere in anyone's private business is if they're doing it on the road. I love
seeing a bloke having a piss by the side of the motorway or an A road. Always gets the horn.
I also honk people who are grown men doing wheelies as well. I open my window.
Yep.
As long as I'm driving past them, I wouldn't do it if there's any hint that I'm going to get stuck in traffic. And I especially like to do it when my kids are in the car. I'll wind down the window and go, cool guy!
Yeah. Well, mind just wind your arm, because now we can't hear anything.
Cool guy. One other thing I was going to mention. I can't remember when this was, but I was responsible for for Kay from Kay's Good Cooking giving you a call that time.
God, that went horribly wrong.
Mate.
Yeah, I know.
Proper right-wing racist, was it anti-Semitic?
Well, no, there was something weird going on with like a rival who'd taken over one of her Facebook sites, and they were, someone was stirring up shit saying we'd said stuff that we hadn't, and it was just awful.
Oh, yeah,
and
I started getting, that we'd slagged them off.
Yeah, and I started getting stuff from her and, demanding answers, and it was like, whoa, this was supposed to be a little bit of fun.
Nah, mate.
And we're actually really comparatively nice compared to a lot of people you'll come across in this industry. And we were obviously caught in the middle of something quite dark that was nothing to do with
it. Very strange. It's, I work in TV, and we had her on a Harry Hill show sort of 4 or 5 years ago. And I sort of was the one looking after her. And, we sort of looked after her, I'd like to think, very well. And since then, I'm sort of her unofficial agent in a way. She'll message me sort of saying, I've had this message from this TV person. And I mean, I stopped her going on Jeremy Kyle about 3 years ago. She was basically being, talked to by someone from Jeremy Kyle who'd dug into her family and wanted to. And I was like, no, don't go on there. They're going to take the piss out of you. But she got back to me after the call with you and was like, oh, you didn't tell me they'd take the piss out of me. And I was like, they definitely weren't. I tried to reassure her. And say,
were flipping.
But someone was getting in the middle, and I don't know what that was at all.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. There's lots of people sort of, I think because she's not the brightest person, but then she's also, clearly extremely working class, and then that would sort of, you know, put a lot of people's backs up that she's making money from videos and
jealousy.
Well, she told me someone had like nicked all the videos on her. I can't remember what it was, but this was a long time ago, and I may be getting it wrong, and I would never want to get on the wrong side of it. I also wouldn't want to upset her, you know. But there was something going on, and I just thought, someone is trying to piss her off, but using me to do it, and I'm not getting involved in this.
No, yeah, it's all a bit of a weird world.
But anyway. Congrats on the old Relaziano.
Yes, well done.
Yeah, thanks. It's going really well.
All right. It's nice. Really nice. Thank you very much. Yeah, stay safe. Wash your hands. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Thank you very much indeed. Guys, you keep cutting out on your side for about 10 or 12 seconds. I don't think we do, Manny. You're the only person suggesting we do. Sound alerts still aren't working. Oh, well, unlucky. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Deal with it, guys. I'm sorry, but I can't do anything about it. What we can do, though, is we can talk about our wonderful sponsors, Abacare Group Specialist Addictions Recovery Clinics. Catherine.
Oh, yeah. Specialist Addiction Recovery Clinics. If you have unfortunately become something of a specialist in addiction and you want to shed yourself of it, these are the people that can help you out. They are brilliant. They understand. A lot of them have been through it. And they've got a facility in Glasgow and they've got one in Gloucester. Okay, it might not be the nearest to where you are, but that could be a brilliant thing, actually. Get you away from, you know, the stuff that's keeping you trapped and give you another chance. It's not cheap, but you can get 25% off if you mention this advert. Tell them that we sent you and they'll give you that 25% off.
Because of you pieces of trash, right, now the sound is echoing again because you made me try and set up the sound alerts and now I don't know why the fudge it's echoing. You did that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.